it's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI here on a Wednesday, as always. Thanks for hanging out with us, making us a part of your morning routine. Katie Law back in studio this morning. In terms of what's trending with our news, hard not to start with Tiger Woods. Every network was covering this yesterday. I think even the Food Channel cut in on, on Tiger Woods. Seriously injured in his car crash yesterday, but he is out of surgery. Both legs were broken. His right leg had more work on it than the other. Rods were in place. He is recovering. He gets to be a dad. I mean, life-saving. I mean, I saw the footage of that gnarled up SUV going off a cliff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it just reminded me of people cutting the footage of Kobe Bryant.
Yes, or Paul Walker.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. So lucky to be alive. I know the natural question is, will he ever play golf again? You got to let that play out. Nobody knows. Just glad you get to be a dad and hug your kids. I stand with that.
Yes.
Sounds like speeding was a significant factor. This is according to the LA Times, who's going with this story. They said he was traveling at a high rate of speed, like it was a 45 mile an hour turn, and he might have tried to take it at 80. He was running late to a TV shoot for Golf TV. Police don't believe he was impaired at the time. They didn't take blood or anything like that. They used the jaws of life to free him. And I'm sure in the coming days, more information will come.
Something I noticed on that whole news cycle yesterday.
Yeah.
And I noticed this because I used to be in news.
Sure.
And you've got time to fill, especially like the CNNs, the 24-hour news channels. They had no information yesterday. They were going on very little, but they had hours to fill. And it was very interesting how they reworded the same thing. When he got in a crash and he hurt his legs.
Yeah.
And how many ways can you say that?
Yeah, I did find it interesting for the same reason that you did. I'm like, how you can tell, you want to know where you really make or break these national broadcasters is what you just said.
Yeah.
Who can vamp for hours with no information?
With
and they virtually
nothing.
Had none. One of the other news stories today, yesterday, Hoosiers were allowed 60 to 64 to sign up for the free COVID-19 vaccine. And here locally, Meijer today at their Lima Road location is also going to start administering vaccines. But with their vaccine, you have to go to Meijer's website. For everybody else, you go to rshot.in.gov. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Katie Law in studio. So, look, right now, as many of you know, if you kind of know my personal story, I'm a dad. I now have three kids. And occasionally, I'm at this stage of life where I'm seeking errands because I want to get out of the house. My life right now, it's not bad, but the home life can be chaotic.
Sure.
You know?
You crave some quiet, alone time, maybe?
I have turned into a teenager who first got his license. You know, like when you first turn 16, you're like, hey, mom, do you need milk? I'll go drive. I'll go get milk. What? No? Need bread? Eggs? I'll go. I want to get in the car and just go. And so that's how I am right now. So I tell my wife, right? It's this time of year. I go, hey, we haven't washed the cars in a while. Guess I'm just going to, let's go. I'm going to go get a car wash. Here's the theory that I'm going with. I think men love going to the car wash. And for whatever the reason, women, as tidy as you keep our house, as often as you clean our toilets, as often in our case, like my wife vacuums after every meal in our house, but I cannot get her to go through the car wash.
Because that is the last priority. We are cleaning everything else.
That's right.
So when it comes to the car, no. No, thank you. Not one more thing, okay?
And that's where I'm like, you know what? Then I will take the burden of this heavy cleaning that involves me putting my car's transmission into N. Okay?
Put it in neutral, and you get that 1 minute of silence and peace as you go through the car wash.
Oasis.
Fine.
Yes.
What is it with dudes and their cars?
Well, you know, I've had this theory. I've said this many, many times. The hotter the girl, the more messy her car is. You know,
again, we have a lot of other things to worry. And I'm not saying we as in I'm like this hot girl, but we have other things to worry about as women than the trash in the back seat floor.
My wife says this about me. She's like, Andy, you take this weird theory. Like, you cleaned the car. Like, I'll come home. I go, hey, done the cars look nice? I took them through the wash. She's like, you didn't do that. The machine did it. Why are you taking pride in this? You didn't do anything. I'm like, well, I got it done. I don't know what it is. Men take pride in it. I find it to be like a 1 minute vacation. In my mind, while those things are doing things to my car, It is a trip to Barbados in my noodle.
It's an escape for you.
That's right.
It's a moment of solace.
That's all I'm saying. To Andy in the Morning High, by the way, 260-467-9500. Welcome to Riveting Car Wash Chat. Go ahead.
Andy, I love washing my car.
Look
every
at you.
Wednesday. It's a thing. I yes. understand the getaway. It's like the beach away from the beach. You know, it's that 1 minute, whatever, that goes through the blue lights, the rainbow lights.
I got to tell you, the way you're talking to me, I'm mildly aroused. Do you understand? The lower, yes, yes. I mean, do you hear her talking in that yeah. lower register?
Yeah, and I see what's happening. You're like closing your eyes.
Yeah.
And you're like, two are in this weird
She's
fantasy
giving me like
together.
Radio catnip right now. I feel like I just want her, I think if she just read her grocery list to me, I'd still be mildly
okay,
aroused.
I'm going to let you two be alone here for a second. I'm just going to let you go have your little chat.
I'm like,
talk
to me more about, the waxing your windshield or something.
Well, I find it mildly really satisfying when the water dances off the windshield.
Yes.
I do. Like, it's almost waterproof, but it's clean.
You
when
watch
you put
the
Rain-X on?
Droplets wash away.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting you know into what? This now. What's your name? Ma'am, what's your name?
Mindy. I call all the time. I'm a huge fan.
Well, Mindy, yes. you can talk dirty to me about car washes any day. They're so hot and wet.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay. I'm gonna put an end to this. I think we need to wrap this up.
Have a good one, Mindy. Take care. Bye-bye.
I felt like I needed to maybe like leave the room. I don't know. You guys went there. You went somewhere.
We went on a 1 minute vacation. That's what I'm talking about. That's what car washes are.
Sandy in the Morning, it's Magic 95.1. I'm supposed to be getting to showbiz news, but I need to correct myself. Look, I'm not one of these radio hosts that you can't correct. I mean, you just got to understand, I know I don't have everything in here. And I used to work with Nicole. She'd always be like Alex Trebek over there because she was Googling things so fast. And she'd be like, oh, by the way. And I'm like, well, you Googled it. You didn't know it off the top of your head. You Googled it. Anyway, I screwed up the comment earlier. I was talking about, for the longest time, it took me late in life to realize that baby horses aren't called ponies. And I thought everybody, and you're like, no, ponies are their own breed. So then somebody called in and said, Andy, by the way, you know you have that wrong. Not all baby horses are colts. Because I was like, you know, like the football team in the state of Indiana. Of course, you would think I would know all this. They're like, well, actually, you're wrong again. All baby horses are what? Foals?
Foals.
Foals. And
yes,
again, and that's then, different than fowls. And if you're a filly versus a colt, colt's a male baby horse. Anyway, the whole
yes.
Look, I'm letting you know this. When I travel outside the state of Indiana, people assume that I know a lot about hunting and farming. And sadly, I've spent much of my life here, and I kind of feel like I'm at best a novice about any of these things. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lick about them. I know detasseling corn doesn't sound great. That's what I know.
We pretty much have a basic. Me too. I grew up in the Midwest and a farm community. But when we get down to the nitty gritty on farm animals and foals and stallions and mares and donkeys and ponies, that's about it.
And you could tell it to me, and I still don't know that I'd absorb it.
Yeah. Okay. I just Googled colt, and a colt is also a young male donkey.
Okay.
That
See,
is less
you understand
than 4
how this
years
is confusing
of age.
To
but
a
also
person?
A young uncastrated male horse.
Hello. I'm letting you know I don't know everything, especially about the things you think I would know about living here. Crops. Somebody asked me one time, I was out at, look, I could just go on all day about this.
Let's do this.
Somebody out there one day, I was traveling on a cruise, and this guy comes up to me and shows me this picture on his phone. Hey, because he knew earlier in the cruise, I told him I was from Indiana. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, you know what this is? And he showed me a plant. And I go, I don't know what that is. He goes, of course you do. You know what that is. What is that, though? Is it this or this? And I go, I don't know. Anyway, he was showing me a soybean plant. He was like, oh, of course, you would know that. I'm like, I don't know.
Nope.
I'm not a horticulturalist. I'm not a horticulturalist.
They
I can't identify
teach this
these
in
things.
School. This isn't like an extra class we take in Indiana. Plants of Indiana.
I mean, if I went down the street and I asked people, if I showed all like 10 crops that are the major crops in town, do you think people would get that right?
I don't at all.
Sandy in the morning. I know nothing about the state and I've lived here forever. Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. I'm going to take you inside a conversation in my house. And my guess is that it's similar to conversations you've had in yours. Katie Law is in studio this morning. It has to do with online shopping. When I talk to my buddies, online shopping, they say, is one of the most divisive conversations in their house. Talking about couples stressing about how much they spend on Amazon or wherever purchases, and there's a new package on the porch. So my wife gives me some business. You know, mm-hmm. She gives me the biz.
Gives you a hard time.
I bought something for myself online. And she goes, why are you buying that? Why did you just torch $30?
Mm-hmm.
I bought an eye cream.
What? Did you see an ad?
Yeah.
Did you get sucked into an ad?
Yeah. And there was like, are you always tired? Are you just now in your 40s? Because somehow they must have figured out my birthday.
You're like, check.
Check. They're like, did you just have a newborn in your life? Do you feel bad about your body?
Triple
and I'm
check.
Like, that's me. What are you selling? I'm like, hello.
You got me.
And so they're like, well, quit looking like you're 40 with bags on. So I buy this eye cream for men, you know? And I've said for years, you should market makeup companies. You're missing half of your customers, right? Because
mm-hmm.
guys don't want zits either. You don't think there's a teenager someplace on a date who wants foundation? I believe there is.
Oh, for
okay?
sure. Yes.
There's a stigma. Sell him that it's okay to make out. Anyway, that's just me. So I bought myself some eye cream, and my wife throws a flag on the play. She is like, what are you doing? You're just torching $30. We don't need this. All the while, simultaneously at our house, ding dong, $200 purchase, $100 purchase, $80 purchase for these boxes coming to our house.
Purchases, I would say.
Purchases.
There's more than one thing in these boxes, right?
Yeah. And so I go, Mel, you're spending money on this and that. Oh, my gosh. She goes, yeah, but you know the difference is, Andy, I'm the only one buying things for the family. You, you selfish man. You are just buying eye cream for yourself. She goes, no. Did you buy pants for Hudson this week? No.
Oh, I 100% have... use that excuse. So I will have a cart full from, like, let's say Zulily or Amazon.
Okay.
And, you know, it's the total's getting up there.
Yeah.
And I know I'm about to hit submit. I'm about to buy all this stuff for myself. Guess what I throw in there? Something for the kids, something for my husband. So when that box shows up,
everybody gets something and it diffuses the attention away from you.
100%.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Bill will be standing there. He'll be like, another box? What did you get this time? And I'll open it up and I'll say, I got this for our children. Or I got this for you, honey. You know, no big deal. All the while, there's four other items in
the bottom
that box.
Of the box. But everybody's attention's been diverted to the thing you just handed them.
Yes, sirree.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes, sirree. Oh, yeah. I am in the camp of I keep bags in my car. And hide them. I don't bring things into the house until he's gone.
I feel like I am at a 100 level and you are teaching a master's class right now.
I walk downstairs in a new pair of shoes and he'll be like, did you get a new pair of shoes? And I'm like, no, I've had these for like 6 months. This is the fifth time I've worn them. No, I just got them yesterday. First time wearing them.
Sandy in the morning. I think that's amazing. I've had women call in the past and they're like, oh yeah, we have like online Facebook accounts called the Husband Unaware Club. And it's all these little secrets. Like they keep old dry cleaner bags. So when they go and like, let's say they buy something at Kohl's, they'll put it in a dry cleaner bag to move it into the house. They're like, is that new? You're like, no. It's back from the cleaners. I haven't worn it in a while. Found it and wanted to wear it. So I took it to the cleaners.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, yes, look at all that. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we know. We could turn it real quick.
Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. What's the weirdest thing that was sort of taken by your significant other after a breakup? This has to do with Kate Hudson. She was on talking about some movie or something that she was pushing with ABC. And they're like, so tell us something you're into right now. And she was like, oh, okay. Odd conversation transition. And she was like, I'm really into collecting vinyl records. Back when I split from one of my husbands, she, by the way, she has like three kids, yes, babies. They're all musicians. They're all, and it was like the Black Crowes singer. He came in after the divorce, didn't take his clothes, didn't take anything. He just came in and took his records, his vinyl collection, and left. That was it.
Mm.
Now, a lot of people fight over equity of homes and things like that, but sometimes there's always a little pettiness at the end. There can be a little spite.
Oh, it's definitely spite. Did he really care about having all those records? No. He took those because he knew that she loved that.
And so that's what I think I'm kind of going with this morning at 260-467-9500. I don't know. Because I know if you're just in the middle of divorce, it's sort of scarring. It's not something to joke about.
Right.
It's not. But what can happen is hindsight, 20 years later, like Kate Hudson, it was years later.
Yeah.
She's going, you talk about it with a different light. Okay. You get perspective and you go, maybe it was the better thing or whatever. But I have heard some crazy things in the past of what people have sort of fought over. And what's the example I've used before that
this is like the perfect situation. You have a friend, you always tell the story about your friend who. Yes. Gets just that small amount of joy, just that little thing out of spite with his ex. He uses her Kroger alternate ID when he's getting gas. And it's that 30 cents. And I guarantee, like, when it says 40 cents, it just makes his day even better. He's like, boom, stuck it to you.
He steals his ex's Kroger fuel points by entering in her phone number. And he doesn't do it every time he fills up. But like every third or fourth time, just enough to not make it suspicious, he's like, I'm taking her fuel points.
Because one, no one really knows how many fuel points they have. It's always a surprise to me. I'm like, ooh, what's it going to be today?
Nobody keeps track.
Sometimes it's 3 cents, sometimes it's 40. I don't know the rhyme or reason why.
Petty things taken after a breakup. Andy in the morning. Hi, go ahead.
The dishwasher. Had to uninstall a dishwasher that was installed 4 months previous so she could take it and put it in storage.
A dishwasher? Is that what I heard?
A dishwasher, correct.
Oh, my gosh.
A new one.
And then she took all the lids to the Tupperware.
All the lids to the Tupperware!
Oh, that is a burn. There is nothing worse than you looking for that lid and not being able to find a match.
I've heard some... How about this one? I've heard of this. People taking, like, the light fixture face plates in your house... You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Wow,
yeah.
That's beyond petty.
Yeah, just annoying. And then I remember one time somebody took half the toilets.
Oh.
Just because they knew how much of a pain it would be to get a plumber to come back in. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's those small.
I know mine took all the light bulbs out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
The high-dollar light bulbs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like they get one last sweep of the house.
Yep, they're like, I'm
They just walk through, and they're like,
That's mine. Hey, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Take care.
And if you think about it, the dishwasher, to take that, you're adding major inconvenience
to
that person. They have to wash dishes, even if it's for a week or 2 weeks while they're waiting for a new dishwasher.
Yeah.
Every time they're doing those dishes, they're just getting in there, grime. Yeah, that's a burn. It is.
The odd things taken out of spite after a breakup. It's Andy in the morning. See what's going on in Hollywood. Here we go. Showbiz news. The 80s video game Frogger is being turned into a game show for the Peacock streaming service. I don't know if it'll be any good, but look, I love these little wipeout shows, American Gladiators. I love when people go as fast as they can and fall. I don't know why.
I think it's something in human nature.
It's just good stuff.
When someone slips, it's hilarious.
I love Wipeout. Somebody told me this morning, do we have a listener call and say Wipeout's coming back with like John Cena or something like that?
Yeah, on TBS. I think early April sometime.
I'm like, not one person can bounce on three balls and land. It can't be done.
No.
It's not physically possible.
Case in point, Andy, our little balance challenge the other day.
Yes.
Got thousands and thousands of views because they saw you fall flat on your face.
Yes.
Case in point.
I think we're close to 20,000 views on that now.
No way.
Of doing that balance challenge. Again, it's the challenge that men can't do and women can. And because of the hubris of men, we will try each and every time.
It's because you can't watch that video just once. You have to watch it over and over. And then in slow motion.
That's what Wayne TV did when they grabbed the clip. They're like, let's put Andy's face hitting the ground in slow. Yeah. So if you haven't seen that clip we're talking about, that balance challenge, it's viral. It's not from us, but you can see it on Magic 95.1's Facebook page. Actor Tom Holland. Everybody know who he is? Maybe not. He's the latest young actor to play Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in some of the Avenger movies as Spider-Man. He admits he blew a Star Wars audition during the last little Star Wars trilogy that's being made. He auditioned one time and he goes, I'll be honest with you, I didn't get the job because I couldn't stop laughing through the audition. They had him act opposite a woman who was pretending to be the character BB-8, which is the little ball that beeps and makes noises like an android.
Uh-huh.
He goes, so I would do something like, let's go, hurry, run to the rocket. Everybody get on the spaceship. And then she would go, beep, beep, boppy, beep, 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 boop, beep. And he goes, I couldn't stop. He goes, it just didn't work for me. So he goes, after three attempts, they were like, are you done? He's like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Oh, it's even hard for the best of them.
Beep, beep, boppy, boop, boop, beep, bop, boop. That's what's happening in Hollywood.